I've spent much of my life telling the story of grace and how much God loves us. I have explained that Christ's death on the cross paid for all my sin, and by faith in him and his sacrifice, I am saved from hell and saved for heaven. I also believed and taught that God is working all things out for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. I've probably quoted this verse more than any other verse in the Bible. But one time I had a near-death experience. I actually thought I was going to die. Suddenly I felt the presence of God and was able to perceive his sovereignty in a way I never have before. When I sit and think of how great and powerful that he is, and yet he loves and personally cares for me, it brings me to tears. So I call this song, "You Are My Everything." He's the sun on my face. He's the water that I drink. He's the bread for my day. He's in the thoughts that I think. He's the reason I'm here. Answered his call, and he's always there when I fall. That's the reason I cry when I sing. Lord Jesus, you are my everything. That's the reason I cry when I sing. Lord Jesus, you are my everything. You're the wind in my sails. You're the bright guiding light. You're the cloud for my day. You're the fire for my night. You know where I'm going, and just when I'll get there. You're always with me, and yet you're everywhere. That's the reason I cry when I sing. Lord Jesus, you are my everything. That's the reason I cry when I sing. Lord Jesus, you are my everything. You're the beauty in all nature, the intelligent design. You're my best friend, yet eternally divine. You're the purpose for all living. You're the freedom for the free. You created us all, and yet you live in me. That's the reason I cry when I sing. Lord Jesus, you are my everything. That's the reason, Lord, I cry when I sing. Lord Jesus, you are my everything.